With two recent announcements, the field is taking shape in the race for mayor in Holyoke, Massachusetts. The mayor's office is up for grabs with the announcement last month by Alex Morse that he would not seek another term. For a status report on the race, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Matt Safransky, editor-in-chief of Western Mass Politics and Insight.
So we've had two people announce their candidacies for mayor of Holyoke, where we know there's an open seat because the incumbent Alex Morse announced in December that he was not going to run for another term. Devin Sheehan and Rebecca Lisi, let's talk about them. They certainly are familiar names on the ballot to anyone who's voted in Holyoke over the last decade. Who is Devin Sheehan?
Devin Sheehan is an at-large school committee member. He has, you know, been very active in politics, but also in statewide school committee politics. He's going to get, I think, a fair amount of support from other people that are active in like the Massachusetts Association of School Committees. You know, I think he's going to see the backing of like now newly elected state rep Jake Oliveira, Springfield School Committee member Denise Hurst. These are all people that are active in statewide school committee politics in Western Mass, but he might be able to draw some support and, more importantly, money from other people active in school committees across the state.
And tell us about Rebecca Lisi.
Rebecca Lisi is an at-large city councilor who kind of, you know, was the earliest figures in what some people sometimes call derisively now New Holyoke. You know, she's not originally a native, but she, you know, was brought a much more, you know, policy-oriented approach to a lot of what's going on in the city council that has earned her both plaudits and criticism. It's not all of it fair, but it's there. So she's very visible. You know, she's had some close calls in elections over the last 10 years, but for the most part, the critical mass of people that like that kind of person in City Hall has kept her reasonably comfortable in the at-large race.
What sets the two apart?
I think that Devin Sheehan might have a little bit more access to the more traditional and older and whiter vote in Holyoke. He has, you know, he's active on like the parade committee, for example, the Holyoke St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee. And that's a very large social organization within the city, as much as it is, you know, has the practical aspects of planning the parade when it happens. Whereas Rebecca Lisi, I think, is a little wonkier, a little more technical. She definitely has fans and critics on both the right and the left. She might be, you know, a little bit more able to think outside the box in terms of policy and maybe even politics. And I don't mean to suggest that Devin Sheehan can't, but it's just a little bit more part of her reputation to be able to do that.
What do you see as the big, obviously we're very early on here, but what do you see as issues that might emerge in this race?
Well, I mean, I think that how the candidates are going to respond and make real what their concerns about the coronavirus recovery are. Holyoke has been consistently one of the harder hit places in Western Massachusetts. I mean, several cities are in the red now, but Holyoke's been in the red for a lot longer. And that obviously ultimately turns back to the questions of economic development and housing and poverty. And not all of these are answers that a mayor can answer, but they're going to be expected to come up with ideas, expected to come up with ways to correct these things.
Do we expect any other candidates to get into the race?
There was talk last month of Morse's former aide, Billy Glidden, potentially running for mayor. He hasn't made any noise since then, so we'll see what happens there. One person who was speculated about who has denied to me that he intends to be a candidate is Marcos Marrero, the outgoing economic development director in Holyoke. So you can scratch that name off the list.